Do you struggle to find calmness in motherhood? I know I do. Perhaps like many of us mothers, you desire to find more joy in the everyday, but you're just not sure how it's possible. In fact, it often seems hopeless. What if I told you that we as mothers can find calmness, hope, and joy in motherhood? That it is truly possible? Join me, Danielle Poorman, as we journey together to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy in the mundane and eventful, the trying and wonderful moments of our days. Let's renew motherhood together. Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 14 of the Renewing Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Poorman, and I'm so glad that you are joining me today. This month, we have such an incredible lineup for moms. In this Mother's Day month, we are focusing from everything from feeling more restful to feeling unhurried to perseverance in motherhood and unpacking some of those big topics. I have some special guests lined up, and it's going to be a wonderful month. Today, we are talking about what happens when we feel more restless than restful. What if we had more restful days that brought peace and joy? Doesn't that sound amazing? Whether we're taking care of children or juggling large projects at work, our days are full, aren't they, as moms? And in certain seasons of life, this can leave us feeling much more restless than restful. As I know, as a mom, I constantly have something on my mind. Did I turn on the dishwasher? Where did I place my planner? Did I remember to take the meat out of the freezer for dinner? I didn't get enough groceries for this ingredient and this recipe, so now I have to go back to the store. There are just a few simple things on my mind as a mother. And we mothers think about these things and more. But then there are the deeper problems that dig and burrow themselves into the very fibers of our spirits. Will this fever that my child had for 24 hours or 48 hours or 72 hours go away quickly? Can we make our bills this month? Is there a possibility that COVID-19 will affect my family? Will my friend's cancer go away? Will this pregnancy be the one that finally makes it to term? Friends, the Lord is aware of everything that we think and feel, even before we think it. In Psalm 91, 1 through 2, it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." I love this beautiful reminder above that David writes in the Psalms. The Lord is our shelter and our strength. And when we abide in him, we will find rest. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I don't know what you're feeling today, but I do know how I often feel. I feel tired, sometimes even weary, and maybe uncertain. And I sometimes feel that uncertainty creeping into my spirit. But there is hope. I know that there are lots of seasons where we can feel more restless than restful. Some of the above things that we just talked about, making bills, pregnancy or no pregnancy, medical issues, sudden illness, chronic illness, selling our houses, moving, any number of things can cause restlessness in our souls, or maybe some burdens that we're carrying. Do you ever feel that there are times when your burdens are just too much to handle? I definitely know that I do. But I want to share some things for you today, some remedies to help you if you are feeling more restless than restful. Number one, rest daily in Scripture. I know that when I am not spending time with the Lord, if I'm not meeting him in prayer, if I'm not reading his word, if I'm not approaching the throne of heavenly grace daily, I feel restless. Little unexpected things creep up during the course of the day and irritate me and lead to short fuses with my children, my husband, and my friends. But in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, which I know I've shared here before because it's one of my favorites, and it's really a reminder that I need, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, the Christian life is rarely easy, but when we relinquish those burdens to the Lord, our spirits are lighter because He takes that for us. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. When you look at your daily tasks, do you ever feel overwhelmed? I confess that I feel this way nearly every day. And as women, we have multiple tasks looming over us before our feet even hit the ground each morning. And regardless of our diligence, those tasks are often left undone when our head hits the pillow each night. And we cannot carry the burdens of this world alone. As little as they seem or as major as they are, even something like dishes and laundry and teaching our kids and keeping up with the house, we can't carry those alone. We may find that it's possible for a while to do things in our own strength, sure. But if we continue on, we become restless and anxiety creeps in. Hope is replaced with hopelessness. But Jesus reminds us in that passage in Matthew 11 to learn from Him and find rest for our souls. And that's number two, relinquish our burdens. Number three, refuel your tank and reshape your focus. I never really understood the importance of refueling your tank until I became a mom. I learned the hard way that it's okay to say no to things. While I loved saying yes to all the things, and they were good things, I felt depleted for the things that God wanted for me in that current season. So building blocks of time in my schedule to refuel my tank with activities like time with my husband, coffee with friends, field trips with the kids, just taking a nap, or even a shower. You moms of super tinies, showers are amazing. Just being still. Things like that help reshape my focus. And guarding my time this way offers more flexibility and freedom, so I don't feel like I'm coming unglued at any moment. But whenever you start feeling more restless than restful, remember Jesus rested too. If you feel weary and burdened, you're going to find rest from Him. Everything that you think and feel, friend, is already known and felt before you even realize it. The Lord is our shelter, our strength. And I want to share some more encouragement with you today. David says that the Lord is his refuge and his fortress, his God, in whom he trusts. Friend, I want to encourage you today to relinquish those burdens and the feelings to the Lord today that you have and rest in his almighty strength and grace for you. He's got you. For him alone comes our salvation. If you're struggling with calmness in your days, maintaining housework, working from home, working outside the home, homeschooling, if there are days where you can barely have time to breathe, and you're in the trenches, in the thick of it, you may find it easy to forget that God wants to pull you close and draw you to Him. Sometimes you might feel out of control and struggle to maintain necessary balance to calm your anxious heart. But Psalm 62:1 says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." When you're distracted by all the overwhelm, it's easy to miss what God wants to tell us in the quiet. So I encourage you today, relinquish those burdens, rest daily in Scripture, and take some time to get alone with the Lord and connect. Refuel your tank, reshape your focus, return to that why of your motherhood. So when you feel more restless than restful, remember, Jesus rested too. If you feel weary and burdened and heavy laden, he promises rest. Mamas, I hope you are encouraged today. If you were encouraged today, I encourage you to go back and listen to past episodes where I have chatted with some moms about this very topic. And I encourage you to keep coming back to see and listen to all the moms that I have for you this month. We're going to be chatting a lot more about this topic, about community, about being unhurried, about persevering and how to do that through hard times. And if you were encouraged today, I hope that you will share this with another mom who you know needs some encouragement. Until next time, rest in him, mamas. You've been listening to the Renewing Motherhood Podcast, where we dive in together in our unique callings to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy together in our motherhood.